Meet our volunteer befrienders. Living with or caring for someone affected by PSP or CBD can be an isolating and overwhelming experience. The lack of awareness of these conditions means that it can be hard to find people to talk to who truly understand. PSPA's befriending service exists to help provide connection and one-to-one emotional support from trained volunteers who understand the challenges families face. PSPA Befrienders provide someone to listen, practical support, and companionship to help people in whatever way makes the biggest difference to them. Whether that's talking through a new diagnosis, visiting someone in a care home, or simply offering a little companionship, many of our befrienders are motivated by their own personal experiences of PSP or CBD and bring empathy, insight, and compassion to the role. Here, we speak to three PSPA befriending volunteers about what the role means to them, how they support others, and the difference befriending can make to people living with and affected by PSP and CBD. Meet Joe. Joe Gass became involved with PSPA when she retired from nursing. Joe's dad died from PSP in 2011, and she now volunteers as a befriender, supporting people living with PSP and CBD and their families. She is currently supporting three families. My dad died of PSP in 2011. I already had some awareness of PSP because I spent 10 years working in a hospice and was then a palliative care nurse specialist in a large teaching hospital for 20 years. I retired 5 years ago, but still wanted to do something meaningful. I started volunteering on PSPA's helpline and then became a befriending volunteer. The first person I supported was living in a care home with CBD. I helped her to come to terms with her diagnosis and supported her husband over the phone. Support was often about the very simple things, making sure she had the right cup to drink from or TV controls she could manage with her hands, so I suggested a referral to a specialist palliative care physiotherapist. I then supported a lovely lady who self-referred. Her husband had PSP and he was living in a nursing home. She wanted face-to-face support, so I visited her at home. We once went to visit her husband in the care home together. It reminded me so much of my dad. Sharing experiences, problems, and issues with PSP can be so helpful to reduce isolation you feel with a rarer condition. She was struggling with the care home because the staff didn't really understand PSP. She was worried about his choking and his comfort. We asked for a referral to a specialist palliative care physiotherapist. I also supported her through a very stressful continuing health care funding application. As a volunteer, I couldn't be involved in the process, but I was a sounding board and moral support for her. I get a huge amount of satisfaction from the role. You're offering support by simply being there so people can share their experiences, feelings, or simply vent their anger or frustration. So often, people just need someone who understands. At the moment, I'm supporting three people. One is face-to-face, and the other two are via Zoom and phone calls. I feel it's really important that everyone gets support towards the end of life and that they have a dignified and peaceful death. Making sure people have the right support at the right times matters so much. It also makes a huge difference to the families. Volunteering allows you to make a difference to people who are struggling. It can help them feel cared for, listened to, and treated with dignity. To know that your time and presence can help, even in small ways, is deeply meaningful. Meet John. John Battersill became a volunteer with PSPA after the death of his wife, Teresa, to PSP. Determined to give something back after Teresa's death in 2016, John now volunteers as a befriender, supporting people and families affected by PSP and CBD. My wife Teresa was diagnosed with PSP in May 2014, but in truth, she had been unwell for several years before that. Looking back, her symptoms began to emerge towards the end of 2011. By the time we received the diagnosis, her condition was already progressing rapidly. Teresa was admitted to hospital 6 times with aspiration pneumonia, and despite everyone's best efforts, she died in July 2016. She was just 58 years old. When her symptoms first appeared, she was only 53. During those years, PSPA became a good source of support for us. After Teresa died, I wanted to volunteer. At the moment, I support 3 families. I befriend 1 family via Zoom, visit a man in a nursing home in person, and keep in touch with an elderly couple who may need more support soon. As PSPA receives more referrals, the need for befrienders continues to grow. I speak to the husband whose wife has PSP over Zoom. There are many parallels between their journey and my own, although PSP is so variable that no 2 experiences are ever exactly the same. While the familiar challenges, such as the loss of mobility, swallowing difficulties, and changes in speech are there, but what has struck me most is how incredibly well the family has adapted. They have retained a sense of positivity in the face of something that is relentlessly difficult, and I find that truly inspiring. Because PSP is such a rare condition, Zoom works extremely well. You can't always match people geographically, and remote support allows connection that otherwise wouldn't be possible. The second person I support lives closer to me and has been diagnosed with PSP for about 1 year. He now lives in a nursing home near his family. My role here is very much about companionship and helping him stay connected to his life and interests. He follows everything we talk about, whether it's engineering or life in a different part of the country. A nursing home is a unique environment, and it takes time to adjust to it. My wife lived in a nursing home, and towards the end of her life, we effectively moved in. I spent 90% of my time there with her. That experience has shaped how I approach befriending now. With this gentleman, we focus on building positive visual reminders in his room with photographs, memories, and symbols of the good things in his life. With his family, I encourage them to create meaningful events together. When Teresa was nearing the end of her life, we held a small wedding service for our son in the nursing home. We made a day of it, creating something joyful and memorable. In the end, Teresa was able to attend his actual wedding, which had become a goal for her. Building positive experiences like that is something a befriender can really help with. The third family I'm supporting is an elderly couple where the husband has been diagnosed with PSP. Much of my role here is supporting his wife, helping her come to terms with the diagnosis and the fear that she would have to manage everything alone at home. Her husband has since moved into a nursing home, and I plan to follow up with her to see how she is coping and to visit them both if needed. What I love most about this role is the person-to-person contact, particularly in nursing homes. Even on days when conversation is difficult, simply being present and trying to bring something positive into someone's life feels worthwhile. I believe that the journey Teresa and I went through is a journey that can help others, and that, for me, is reason enough to do this. Meet Cam. Cam Bawa works full-time alongside volunteering as a PSPA befriending volunteer. Her decision to volunteer was shaped by her family's experiences after her dad was diagnosed with PSP in 2013. Few medical professionals knew or understood it, leaving the family feeling lost. Determined to help other families, Cam shares her experience. When Dad was diagnosed with PSP, no one seemed to know very much about it, including the medical professionals. As a family, we did our own research to work out what was happening and what we could expect. That's how I came across PSPA. I wanted to give something back. Our experience of not knowing what PSP was or where to turn for support stayed with me. I wanted to help other people who were going through the same thing. I still work full-time, but my volunteering fits in around it. I've supported 3 people so far, and each experience has been very different. The first person couldn't speak, and they didn't understand what PSP was. Our contact was a mixture of face-to-face visits and phone calls. I'd read through PSPA information with her so she could understand the condition, the prognosis, and the support available, including continuing healthcare. Because she struggled to talk, she would email me what she wanted me to read, and I'd read it out. With the second person, it was a mixture of talking things through and helping with paperwork, such as applying for NeuroHeroes physiotherapy sessions through PSPA. Over time, our conversations became more about her week, her appointments, and how her PSP was progressing. The third person I supported was experiencing mental health difficulties. For her, having someone to talk to while local support was being put in place was really important. We had 4 calls, and she told me she felt reassured knowing things were being put in place. She is also going to be attending a local support group. My family's experience was a very bewildering time. I just want to support people so they don't feel alone and so they can better understand what's happening to them. It's only a small amount of my time, but it can make a real difference to people who are suffering. Can you help? Do you have a few hours a week or fortnight to visit local families in need of the befriending service? As a PSPA befriending volunteer, you could make a real difference by offering companionship, a listening ear, and emotional support, helping to reduce isolation and guide families towards trusted information and support. We are currently looking for more volunteers to join our befriending team so we can reach more people and expand this vital service to new areas. For more information, email volunteering@psp.org.uk.